first British win of the week. So relief all around, I think, for the British crowd and probably for us a lot here as well.
Yeah, I wasn't actually aware of that. It shows I'm in a bubble here. No, I had a great first day with my horses. Then yesterday, my youngest horse had a bit of a meltdown in there. I think the atmosphere got a bit too much for him. So this has really, really boosted me again. And Oz was fourth the first day as well. And he feels really, really good. And now he's got the World Cup to contend with tomorrow. So hopefully he'll be ready for that.
Well, he's obviously sharp because you had to produce something special today because it was a track that required sort of twisting and turning. You really fired it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky with him. He's small. He's quite small and agile, but he's got a really big stride. So I didn't feel I was going as quick as I did. And I was really surprised with Pedder and Harry, who was second and third to me. I would have thought their horses would have been quicker. But I just think my horse just covered the ground a little bit more than theirs in there. And that's really where I won it.
And do you think Pedder, I mean, obviously he's been a flying machine in recent weeks. I mean, he almost looks as if he thought he may have had too much time.
Perhaps he did. I mean, that's a fantastic horse. It hasn't touched a pole in the last 3 days of jumping, you know. So, I mean, he can't be disappointed with that. But, you know, I think he thought he had me. So perhaps he did a little bit more time to jump the last than he needed to.
What has it been for you to win? How would you assess this year as a whole? What's it been like?
It's had some ups and downs, and that's for sure. I've had a few injuries with some horses. So I've been down a couple of horses. But touch wood for 2014, I should have a full string back. And I've had some real good highs this year. And to get a win at this show is just a dream come true.
Talk me through the highs, and which would you single out?
Definitely the win in St Gallen in the Nations Cup. That was my second Super League performance, but we won and that was brilliant. And then Oz also won the King's Cup in Madrid at the Global Show, which was a first for me as well. So I've had some really good times, but then a few little bits that I would have liked to have got better. But then I'm a bit of a perfectionist. Everyone wants to be perfect.
I mean, obviously it's a big year for, well, the sport next year, obviously with the World Equestrian Games. Presumably you'd love to be, or hopefully might be, a record-breaking team.
Wow, yeah. I mean, they've got such strong horse and rider combinations at the moment. You know, we're in a really, really good position. I know they need to get a good result to qualify for the Olympics in Rio. But I'm sure that, you know, they will do it. Whether I'm part of it or not, I'm sure, you know, with the strength and depth we've got, we'll be there or thereabouts.
And obviously you mentioned about tomorrow in the short term. With the way it's gone today, you must be feeling confident.
Yeah, I am. I mean, when I came to this show, Oz had a couple of months break and it was only actually his third show back. So I thought this might have come a bit soon for him. But he jumped, as I say, double clear the first day, clear today. He feels on good form, so I can just hope for some luck tomorrow.
There's nothing better than the British winner at Olympia. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.